First, I have to offer you an apology. Unfortunately, events in the city are going to require that after I speak to you briefly, I leave this graduation. Chief MacArthur will be giving you your diplomas and will ensure that the ceremony continues. Again, I apologize. But I have some things that are very important for me to say to you. And it's important that I say them now because this may be the one and only time I get to speak to you all in a personal way, at a time in your lives when you're undergoing great change, and maybe some advice from an old chief will help you to maintain a course that I know you desire and that I frankly demand. First, to the families, thank you. Thank you for your indulgence of the curriculum of the Los Angeles Police Academy as your recruit suffered through it. But most of all, thank you for what you've created. I know that as you watched your recruits mature in their time in the academy, you saw significant changes. Some of them lost a little bit of weight. Some of them became a little bit stronger. All of them learned a lot more about police work than they knew when they started. Many of them gained proficiency in firearms, self-defense techniques. All things that we can teach here at the academy and do probably the best job in the nation at that. But the one thing that is required, the one thing that I demand, the one thing that will keep them safer than their bulletproof vest, safer than their firearm, safer even than that badge on their chest, you gave them. And that's their character. I can reveal character through our process, but I cannot create it. It is what you gave them when you raised them, as you watched them mature, as their friends, as their family. That's what will define them as Los Angeles police officers. And that's what will keep them safe. You're going to see these young men and women grow through an even greater change as they go onto the streets of Los Angeles and see firsthand what being a police officer is all about. They're going to see people on their worst day. They're going to see tragedy that no individual should have to view. And that's going to change them. And you need to remind them of two things as they go through this metamorphosis. First of all, you need to remind them what got them here. Their character, their compassion, the way they were raised, their beliefs, that's what got them here. And then you must remind them that not all they see is misery. They also have a fantastic opportunity to see a world-class city engage in a revolution of improvement that has occurred largely, not solely, but largely because of the efforts of this police department, the efforts that I demand that they continue. Building community, recognizing that keeping a community safe from crime allows it to thrive. It builds business, it builds education, it builds community. It builds the kind of cohesiveness that allows us to police in a much better way. And that's what the legacy is that they have to improve on. So always, talk to them, remind them, bring them back home to their family so that they maintain what you gave them. Now, to my newest police officers, first of all, congratulations. Yesterday you were recruits. Today you are police officers. The mayor talked a little bit about it, and nothing could be truer. You have been given a sacred trust by this community. This community has said, through the training and through statute, that you are the ones that will maintain order and enforce the law. That you are the ones that can use the state's authority to take away life, property, and liberty. That you are the ones that can make the difference. That is not a gift. And that is not your authority. It is the authority granted to you by the people of Los Angeles. And you must always remember that. Because it is not only about your authority, it's about the authority of this police department. We do not maintain order and enforce the law solely through strength of arms. We maintain it through the willing cooperation of the vast majority of this population. And in every contact you make, every person you talk to, you have to remember that. And you have to put money in that bank. You have to put money in the bank of public trust. Because only through public trust can 10,000 sworn police officers keep a city of 4 million people safe. Only through willing cooperation can we save the city from its past and move it into its future. You embark on the most noble of all careers. You will be required to make many sacrifices. But in return, you will be people that live a life that makes a difference. You will be people that make a bigger footprint than that shoe you're wearing today. You will be people that others look to for solutions, that others give respect. But you have to earn that, and you have to earn it every day. So in conclusion, as you move forward, I make a promise that I always make to the families. As your loved ones go out into this great city to protect and to serve, I in turn will protect and serve them. Thank you. Congratulations. And God bless.